Shankatapparudra, after he came out of the garden, bowed down to all the devotees, he didn't just go back to his palace thinking how fortunate he was. He immediately was working so hard to organize prasad for Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees. There was no stop. He just wanted to serve. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells the type of prasad that Maharaj Prataparudra organized for the Vaishnavas. There's pages and pages and pages of preparations described. And Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees took prasad so happily. They rested. And meanwhile, it was time for the chariot to continue to Gundicha. The people were pulling the ropes. Jagannath would not move. The Godas, they came to pull the ropes. Still, didn't move. Nobody understood, how is this possible? King Prataparudra, he was such a Saivite in the mood of serving. He organized the strongest wrestlers of the kingdom to grab the ropes and pull with all their strength. Still, Jagannath didn't move. The king, he brought royal elephants, gigantic male elephants, and hooked them up to the chariots. The elephants, many, many elephants, pulling the ropes. They were struggling, straining. The elephants were screaming, trying to move the chariot. Everyone, make sound like screaming elephant. You sound like jackals. Try again. Okay, that was better. You sound like cuckoo birds. They were screaming. And Lord Chaitanya came out and was smiling. And he personally came and disconnected all the elephants. And then put the ropes in the hands of his devotees. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went behind Jagannath's chariot, and with the top of his head, he pushed the back of the chariot, and the chariot moved. And kept moving. The devotees were in great wonder because they weren't pulling. The ropes were just laying in their hands. Just by Lord Chaitanya's head pushing from the rear side, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra arrived at Gundicha Temple. The Dayatas picked them up and brought them on their thrones in Gundicha. There was a wonderful Abhishekam bathing ceremony. Bhoga was offered to them. And meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees in the gardens of the Gundicha performed Harinam Sankirtan. For 9 days, Lord Chaitanya and his associates celebrated Krishna being back home in Vrindavan again. Throughout the day, every day, they were doing kirtans in the various gardens around Gundicha. We're becoming short of time. The Hera Panchami took place, which is a very inconceivable, wonderful festival described in great detail in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Sri Lakshmi Devi comes to meet Lord Jagannath. Because he was away from her for many, many days. You have to read it. It's very beautiful. It's revealed in here the glories of Vrindavan. Beyond even Vaikuntha. And then on the ninth day, the Lord Jagannath is brought back to the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would rise every morning very early, take his bath and go to Jagannath's temple. He would stay there till the Upala Bhog, which is around noon, and bring the Mahaprasad, the garlands, the cloth, and the bhoga the food remnant prasad of Jagannath directly to the garden where Haridas Thakur was residing. This was Lord Chaitanya's daily routine. Dance and chant in ecstatic kirtan in Jagannath's temple till noon, then bring Jagannath's prasad to Haridas Thakur to discuss Krishna Katha and Harinam with Haridas, and then he would return to his own residence in the Gambira. For 4 months, the devotees of Bengal remained with the Lord. And each of the devotees was very anxious to invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their homes for prasad. I'll give one example. One day, Sri Advaitacharya, he approached Lord Chaitanya with great humility. In fact, every day Lord Advaitacharya would come to the Gambira. And he would have so much devotion in the way he worshiped the Lord. He would have a garland. He would have a little deep for Arti. He would offer him incense. And then after, he would offer the beautiful prayer, Namo Brahmanya Devaya. And after Advaitacharya offered all this puja to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya would take the same articles of puja and worship Advaita. And he would say, whoever you are, but I offer my respects to you. So one day Advaitacharya invited Lord Chaitanya for lunch. Because Lord Chaitanya would always take lunch with the other sannyasis. And being a sannyasi, he would insist on very simple food. So Advaita Prabhu said, please come to my house. I just have some very simple rice. Come today. This was in the morning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wanted to give affection and happiness and glorify his devotees. He said to Advaitacharya that whoever eats your rice, the rice that is cooked by you and offered to Krishna, that person will get love for Krishna. The ultimate perfection of life is achieved just by tasting the rice that you have cooked for Krishna. I am willing to go out and be a beggar to obtain the rice prasad that you have prepared. Advaitacharya was feeling so happy that Lord Chaitanya was encouraging him in such a way, especially because that meant he was going to come for prasad that day. So Sri Advaita went back to his house. His beloved wife, Sita Thakurani, was there. He said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming for prasad. Let us make everything the best. So they were gathering so many different preparations. In fact, Sita Thakurani, she had such motherly affection for Lord Chaitanya that she knew everything that little Nimai Pandit used to love to eat when he was a child. And she brought all those ingredients. Of course, she was very close friends with Sachi Devi. She brought all those ingredients, special kinds of sak and vegetables and special rice from Bengal. And she was preparing, and her and Advaita Prabhu, they were together cooking. In the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes she brought at least 10 different varieties of sak, spinach. And as they were preparing it, Sri Advaita Prabhu said to Sita that, O mother of Krishna Das, Lord Chaitanya's routine is whenever he accepts an invitation for prasad, all the sannyasis come with him. If he comes with all the sannyasis, he won't eat very much. He will not eat all these wonderful preparations that we're cooking for him. Every single one of these preparations is so special and so nice, cooked for his pleasure. Don't you want to see him, O Sita Thakurani? Don't you want to see Lord Chaitanya enjoy every one of these preparations? But how is that possible if he comes with a crowd of sannyasis? What to do? Meanwhile, they finished cooking. And it was time for Lord Chaitanya to come. All the sannyasis, it was noontime, so they took their bath in the ocean. Suddenly, there was ferocious winds, massive clouds, storming rain, hail of ice balls falling from the sky. And because of the winds and the rains and the hail, it became so dark and all the sand and the dust was in the air. The sannyasis didn't know where they were walking. They couldn't see anything. They were trying to get to Advaita Prabhu's house, but they couldn't see which way to go. Meanwhile, there was just a very light rain at Advaita's house. And he set everything up. And from the Gambira to Advaita's house, there was no rain for Lord Chaitanya to come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came all alone. Sri Advaita Prabhu was so happy. Sita Thakurani was so happy. They put a nice seat down. And they brought so many different preparations for the Lord's pleasure. And Lord Chaitanya would take half of it and leave the other half. Each preparation, he would take half and leave the other half. And then Lord Chaitanya explained why he did this. He said, this prasad is so wonderful. It's so beautiful. After eating it, I want to keep looking at it. I don't want it to ever go away. And Adwaita kept filling it back up, and Lord Chaitanya would keep eating half of it again. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying each and every preparation, especially the sock, the spinach sabjis. He said, I have not tasted anything so nectaring and ambrosial as this sock. So much love, so much devotion, so much care. How is it possible that you could cook all of this? Advaitacharya and Sita Thakurani, all their desires were completely fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed so much every preparation. And just toward the end of the meal, Advaitacharya suddenly offers a prayer. He prays, O Indra, today I recognize and appreciate your prowess. O Indra, today I consider you to truly be a Vaishnava. O Indra, from this day on, I'm going to offer flowers and water in gratitude to you. Lord Chaitanya asked Advaita, why are you saying prayers to Indra? Advaita said, you just eat. You don't worry about, you don't listen to these things. Just keep eating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know why you are offering prayers to Indra. Because it is by your prayers that Indra has sent these torrents of rain. This is not the season for rain. It never rains in this season. Why is it raining? Because you did not want any of the sannyasis to come with me. You specifically wanted me to eat every preparation and you could put your full energy in serving me because you knew if the sannyasis were here, you would have to be distracted by serving everybody else and I would be trying to please them and I wouldn't eat everything. So you just wanted me to eat all of your preparations and therefore you caused Indra to bring about these tumultuous storms. He said, but this is nothing for you, Advaita Prabhu, because I know who you are. It is by your calling that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, descends to this world. It is by your calling that Yamaraj, time, and death have to give up their powers wherever you want to show your mercy. Advaitacharya, he said, this is all just the effect of your affection upon your servants. The only benediction I desire in my life is that you always allow me to serve you and accept me as your servant. One day, Advaitacharya, he called all the devotees together in the streets of Jagannath Puri. He said, today we will have Sankirtan and we will only glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After all, he is Krishna. He is the avatar in this age of Kali. Whatever respect and worship we're getting, it's only by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today we will not sing any other name except Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna, who has appeared as Sri Chaitanya. He said, but you must chant. Because I'm so enthusiastic, if I chant, it will be like the roaring of thousands of lions. So you sing the glories of the Lord, and I will dance. The devotees, they knew Lord Chaitanya's mood. He would never allow anyone to declare him, especially in a public place, to be Krishna. Although he is Krishna himself, he appears in the role of a devotee of Krishna and to teach by his example. If anyone would call him Krishna or Vishnu, he would hold his ears, he would stop the sound from entering his ears and cry out, Vishnu, Vishnu, do not destroy my life by calling me God. I'm the servant of the Lord. On very rare special occasions, like the Mahaprakas, he revealed himself to be Vishnu. But on all other occasions, he was always in the mood of the servant of the Vaishnavas. Knowing that in Kali Yuga, people will very cheaply declare themselves to be God or one with God, Lord Chaitanya was very strict. We can never become God. We could love God. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains that one devotee of Lord Chaitanya offered a prayer. I do not worship the Upanishads or the Puranas or the Vedas or the great Mahants and Yogis. I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth, is crawling like a baby. Srila Prabhupada tells, who's more of a servant than a mother or a father? When a child's a little baby, the mother's constantly serving that baby, if required 24 hours a day with their hearts, because there's love. Where there's love, there's a desire to serve. Where there's love, there's a will to sacrifice. So Krishna's devotee, they don't want to be God. They want to be the mother of God, or the father of God, or the friend of God, or the lover of God. Because in such a mood, there's the deepest experience of love. Compared to the ocean, the fathomless ocean of love of Krishna, prema bhakti, even liberation is hardly a drop in comparison to one's happiness. So Lord Chaitanya was very strict. He would chastise the devotees with his own displeasure if they ever called him God. And here's Advaita Prabhu. He's ordering all the devotees right here in Puri, in front of the temple, in front of everyone. We will declare Lord Chaitanya as Krishna. They were afraid to displease Lord Chaitanya. They were even more afraid to displease Advaitacharya. So on his order, they chanted beautiful songs, so loud, so tumultuously, that the Supreme Lord Narayan has now appeared in the beautiful golden form of Gaur Chandra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the Lord of Vaikuntha. He's the Lord of Vrindavan. He's the most intimate, well-wishing friend of all living beings. He's Karuna Sagar. He's a bottomless ocean of compassion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to chant his own holy names and drown the ocean, drown the world in the deluge of the chanting of the holy names. And this day where they were chanting, and Advaita was dancing so ecstatically to this kirtan, and he was composing his own beautiful poems, declaring Lord Chaitanya as the absolute truth, as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The kirtan resounded in all directions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his home, Gambira, he heard a loud kirtan going on. So he became very excited and went to join the kirtan. When he arrived, he heard what they were singing. Advaita gave a strict order. We will not sing the name of any other incarnation except Sri Chaitanya. Because Sri Chaitanya is the source of all incarnations. We will exclusively chant his names today. Lord Chaitanya heard this. He was very embarrassed. He stood there. Advaita Prabhu saw Lord Chaitanya, very grave, externally looking embarrassed and displeased. All the devotees saw him. But upon seeing him, Advaita became more ecstatic and danced even more jubilantly. And being influenced by Advaita Prabhu's ecstasies, the devotees chanted even louder, Jai Gauranga! Jai Gaur Narayan! Jai Gaur Gopal! Jai Gaur Govinda! Jai Sri Navadvip Chandra! Sri Jagannath Swami has appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Go Premanandi. They weren't even chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That kirtan, the Hare Krishna mantra, was not allowed. It was very ecstatic. Devotees were seeing Lord Chaitanya very grave, and they were dancing more enthusiastically and singing louder and louder. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned around and walked away. What did the devotees do? They followed him, chanting his glories. Lord Chaitanya didn't even turn around. He went right to his room in Gambira, entered his room, closed the door, and just to show his displeasure to all the devotees, he laid down on the floor. The devotees saw Lord Chaitanya laying on the floor, and they increased the volume and the enthusiasm and the happiness of chanting, Jai Gaur Govinda! Jai Gaur Narayan! Jai Gaur Krishna! Jai Gaur Gauranga Mahaprabhu! Lord Chaitanya closed his eyes. The devotees didn't go away. Govinda, he said, he came to Lord Chaitanya while he was pretending to be asleep. And he said, My Lord, the devotees are here. And Lord Chaitanya sat up. He didn't even sit up. He just laid there and said, bring them in. So some of the leading devotees came in his room. And Lord Chaitanya looked up and said, why are you doing this? Do you know what is my mood? Why are you doing this? And Srivas Thakur, he said, my Lord, we are only your puppets. We are not independent. We can only do what you inspire us to do. Oh, Lord Chaitanya. He said, Srivas, you are all great pundits and scholars. You know that I am hiding my supreme glories to the world. You know that is my will. Why are you doing this? Srivas answered his question by taking his two hands and waving them in front of his face. That's all. Lord Chaitanya said, what is your answer? Srivas just went like this. Mahaprabhu said, why are you putting your hands like that? And Srivas said, don't you see what I'm doing? I'm covering the sun with my hands. But don't you see, it's impossible to cover my sun. It's impossible to cover the sun with my hands. And similarly, it's impossible for anyone to hide your supreme glories. My Lord, don't you see what's happening now? Now everyone knows that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just at that moment, thousands and thousands of pilgrims who were just coming to Jagannath Temple, they all came to the Gambira. Thousands and thousands of pilgrims were chanting, Jai Gaur Narayan! Jai Sri Vrindavanath Gauranga! Jai Vaikunthapati Gaur Sundar! Srivas said, there are people here from Bangladesh. There are people here from Tripura. There are some people here from all over the world. And now they're chanting your glories. In every direction, your names are being chanted. You have descended to deliver the whole world, my Lord. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said to Srivas, you have defeated me. Lord Chaitanya was supremely pleased in his heart. Srivas, and everyone knows that it's the greatest pleasure of the Lord to be defeated by his devotees. To be defeated by the love of his devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, anybody who hears these beautiful pastimes will have the supreme benediction of the association of these great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that association, ecstatic love for Krishna is given to each of us. Should I continue? These are some of the leelas that Lord Chaitanya was performing with his devotees from Bengal. During the 4 months, they would celebrate so many different festivals. For Janmashtami and Nandotsav, Lord Chaitanya would dress all his devotees up as gopas and gopis and perform wonderful leelas. During the Vijay Dasami, Lord Chaitanya and the other devotees dressed up as monkeys. Lord Chaitanya played the role of Hanuman. In this day where they were celebrating all the different festivals here in Jagannath Puri. And at the end of the Chaturmasya, all the devotees came to the Gambira, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to bid them farewell. They were all going back to their respective homes. They would not see Lord Chaitanya at all for the next 8 months. But especially in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these particular exchanges are very special. Because in the imminent separation of these devotees, there was a special emotion of love where the Lord and the devotees would express their appreciation for each other. Mahaprabhu told Advaitacharya that give Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, to even the most fallen of all fallen souls. That's how he said goodbye to him. To Nityananda Prabhu, go to Bengal and without restrictions, give Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna to everyone. To Srivas Thakur and his brothers. He said, in your home, every single day, perform Nam Sankirtan. In some places, Lord Chaitanya would tell Srivasa's brothers that you should live in perfect harmony with one another in respect to your elder brother, Srivas. In this way, you will always be with me. And then Lord Chaitanya told Srivas something very special. Bring this prasad to my mother, Sachi Devi. I have garlands of Jagannath and cloth and food prasad. And tell Sachi Mata that she should know that I never neglect her. Lord Chaitanya glorified his mother. He said, she nourished me with her love for Krishna for my whole life. It's very interesting how Lord Chaitanya explains his mother, Sachi. It's not that she just nourished me with her love. She nourished me with her love for Krishna. Her love for Krishna was so deep, and that manifested as the most pure motherly love for her child. He said, whatever devotion I have, whatever good qualities I have, it's all because of my mother. I should have never left her and taken sannyas, but somehow or other I have done like this. And now my mother, she cooks for me every day. Just the preparations that she knows that I like. And as she's cooking, she cries. And as she offers them to her Shalagram Shila, she cries, please give her this example. Remind her that on the day of Vijayadashami of last year, she made preparations, and Lord Chaitanya then told Srivas exactly the preparations that she made. And she went to offer them to Shalagram Srila. She put the plate on her lap and was thinking all these were the favorite things to eat for my little Nimai. And feeling separation from me, she cried and she cried and she cried. I couldn't resist. I had to go there and eat everything on the plate. But because her eyes were so filled with tears, she could not see. And after some time, when she finally cleared the tears of her eyes, she saw the plate was empty. And she was thinking, what happened? Why is there no food on the plate? I'm sure I put the food on the plate, but I must not have put the food on the plate. Or maybe an animal came and ate it all when I wasn't looking. She was bewildered. She knew inside of her heart that I came to eat it, but her external consciousness could not accept it. So she asked her assistant, Ishan, to clean the plate again. She went back to the kitchen and saw there was still food in the pots. So she offered it all again. Tell Mother Sachi, every time she cooks, I see her crying in the ecstasy of separation of her Nimai. And every single time she cooks, I personally come to eat the preparations. Then Lord Chaitanya, he turned to Raghava Pandit and began to explain the incredible glories of Raghava Pandit's worship of the Lord. Raghava Pandit lived in Panihati, Bengal. At his house, he had hundreds of coconut trees with such good coconuts. But his deity of Madan Gopal, he would like to offer him best varieties of coconuts. So if he heard of a really nice type of coconut 25 miles away, even though he had hundreds of his, he would go there to get it. And he explained very intricate details of how Raghava Pandit would make his offerings. And he turned to Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda, the devotees from Kulinagram. He said, Gunaraj Khan, Gunaraj Khan, generations before lived in Kulinagram. And he wrote a small book called Krishna Vijaya. And in one line of that book, he writes, Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath. That Krishna, who's the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. Isn't that simple? But because that simple one line was written with such humility and devotion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am conquered by Gunaraj Khan. I am forever subordinate to the love of Gunaraj Khan. In fact, because of that one line, Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananath, I accept and I give love for Krishna to everyone from Kulinagram, even the dogs. Whoever is from that town is supremely blessed by Krishna's mercy. This is a wonderful instruction. How anything it is done with sincere devotion and love affects all those who are near to us. Narasimhadev told Prahlad Maharaj, so many generations past and future of all your relatives will get liberation because of your love for me. The residents of Kulinagram were very humble. Ramananda Satyaraj Khan, they asked a question to Lord Chaitanya. It is a question that they would ask every year. Said, we are householders. We're married. We have families. We have occupations. We're materialistic persons. What is the process by which we could make spiritual advancement? And Lord Chaitanya gave a simple reply. Constantly chant the names of Krishna, serve Krishna, and serve the Vaishnavas. Then he gave an elaborate explanation of the glories of the name of Krishna. Ramananda and Satyaraj asked, how do we know who is a true Vaishnava? Mahaprabhu said, anyone who wants sincerely chants the holy name of the Krishna is to be considered worshipable and a Vaishnava. And every year they would ask the same question. The next year, we are fallen householders. We're materialistic. How could we make spiritual progress? And Lord Chaitanya gave the same answer. Constantly chant Krishna's names and serve the Vaishnavas. And then they would ask, how do we know who is a Vaishnava? And he'd say, anyone, first year, anyone who once chants the name of the Lord. Second year, he said, anyone who is constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord is a great Vaishnava. You should serve that person. Honor that person. Then the next year, as they were about to leave Puri after 4 months of having pastimes with the Lord, they asked, we are fallen householders. We're materialistic persons. What is the process for us to make spiritual advancement? And Lord Chaitanya said, you should constantly chant Krishna's name, serve the Lord, and serve and honor the Vaishnavas. And guess what they asked? How do we know who is a Vaishnava? And the third year, Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who, by coming in contact with, makes others chant the holy names of Krishna, he is the best of Vaishnavas. And should be honored and worshipped. And Srila Prabhupada explains these are three different levels of Vaishnavas. They are all to be honored and served carefully. He turned to the residents of Srikanda. He asked Mukunda Sarakar, please tell me, Lord Chaitanya said, I have a confusion in my mind. Are you the father of Raghunandan or are you the son of Raghunandan? Now, Mukunda Sarakar was an elderly man, and Raghunandan was very young. Who asked that question? It's like me asking Vishwarup Prabhu, are you the father of Rupa Manjari, or is Rupa Manjari your mother? You know, if I ask that question, it kind of just reveals I'm a stupid person. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that question, it's very serious. So Mukunda heard it, and he said, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Because he has influenced me so much with his Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy. He said, yes, anyone who inspires us to be Krishna conscious is our guru, is like our father. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing this standard of consciousness, that we respect a person according to the sincerity of their devotion. And we're eager to be inspired by the sincerity of others' devotion. It's not a matter of age or externals. Then Lord Chaitanya turned and gave specific instructions to three members of Shikanda. He said to Mukunda Sarakar, well, first he explained the glories of Mukunda Sarakar. He's a householder with children, wife. He was a doctor by profession. He said one day the king called Mukunda for some instructions for his health. The king was sitting on a throne in a high platform. Mukunda was telling him, you know, what medicines he should take. And at that time, because the sun was shining, someone came with a peacock fan to shade the king. And as soon as Mukunda saw the peacock feathers, he remembered Krishna and fell unconscious down from the stage a long, long way to the ground. The king thought that he might be dead. He jumped off the throne. He came off the stage. He went to the ground. He held up Mukunda and he said, are you all right? What happened? Mukunda was so humble. He said, I have a disease, something like epilepsy. And sometimes these things happen to me. But the king, who was a Mughal, by the association of Mukunda, understood this person is an enlightened saint who is exhibiting symptoms of ecstatic love of God. Lord Chaitanya told Mukunda, you should earn material and spiritual wealth. Then to his son Raghunandan, he glorified. He said, Raghunandan offers such loving devotion to his deities, Gopinath deity, that every day right outside the temple there's a kadamba tree, and by my will there's two sweet, fragrant, fully blossomed kadamba flowers to be offered to the deities. Raghunandan, you should worship the deities in the temple. And Narahari, who was the uncle of Raghunandan, he said, you should be in the association devotees to preach the glories of the Lord. And here Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful instruction. He said, there's three principal type people within our society, three categories. Those who work in the world with a profession, an occupation, who have families, responsibilities, but who do everything with Krishna in the center. And then there are those who are in the temple, taking care of the temple and the deities, And there are those who are living with devotees who are going and preaching the glories of the Lord to the world. Prabhupada said, they are all equal. There is no difference. When Krishna is in the center, there's perfect harmony. And that's what makes a Vaishnav community. When we honor, when we respect, when we appreciate the efforts of every devotee, whatever their particular role or propensity might be. One may be a mother raising the children in Krishna consciousness. One may be a teacher. One may be in business. One may be a brahmachari, a sannyasi. One may be a doctor. Maybe a farmer. If Krishna's in the center of our heart, then we can recognize and empower each other to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. That is Lord Chaitanya's message in this incident. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his brother Vidyavachaspati. He said, in the age of Kali, Lord Krishna comes in two forms. In the form of wood and water. In the form of wood, Krishna appears as Lord Jagannath. And in the form of water, Krishna appears as Mother Ganga, the Ganges. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you should dedicate your life to worshiping and serving Lord Jagannath. And Vidyavachaspati, who was a resident of Navadvip, you should dedicate your life to worshiping and serving Mother Ganga. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Murari Gupta. He said, Murari Gupta's humility melts my heart. He is such a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya was actually, Mahaprabhu was embracing every single devotee and glorifying them as if he had five mouths. He told all the other devotees, let me tell you the substance and glory of Murari's love. I was regularly telling him that you should worship Krishna. Because Krishna's rasas, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's relationship with the devotee is the essence of all sweetness. We are all worshiping Krishna. Worship Krishna. Murari Gupta was a devotee of Ram. Lord Chaitanya said, Murari said, yes, I will do as you wish me to do. And then he went home. And that night, he cried all night long. And he was praying for his ability to follow Lord Chaitanya's instruction, but he couldn't. The next morning he came to me and he said, I have already given my head, my life, to Lord Raghunath, Sri Ram. I have no power to take it away. I've already offered my life and soul to Raghunath. But you are my guru, and you're telling me to worship Krishna. But I can't. What can I do? I pray, let me die in your presence so I will not be in this confusion. Lord Chaitanya said, when Murari Gupta said this, I smiled. I exclaimed, "Your love is pure. Your love is perfectly chaste. I just tested to see what was the quality of your love for Lord Ramchandra." He said, "Even in my instruction, you could not give up your loving service to Lord Sri Ram. You are Hanuman. Your love is perfect and pure." Lord Chaitanya explained, he gained the ultimate pleasure in seeing Murari Gupta's love for Lord Ram. Murari Gupta was declaring himself only to be the most fallen soul, as Lord Chaitanya glorified him with many, many mouths. And I'll end here. Lord Chaitanya turned to Shivananda, saying, he said, "Vasudev Dutt, you should manage his finances." Lord Chaitanya was knowing everything. He was such a, this is really devotee care. He said, "Vasudev Dutt is so generous. As soon as he gets anything, he gives it away." Lord Chaitanya wasn't finding fault with him. He was just trying to balance ecstatic compassion with practical life in this world. He said, "He has a family. He has to support himself. But as soon as he gets something, he gives it in charity." So Shivananda saying, "You should manage all of his finances and make sure everything's all right." And then he told Shivananda saying that every year you should bring all the devotees I have from Bengal to be with me for the Rath Yatra in Puri. You should provide all their needs. You should protect them and maintain them for the whole journey between Bengal and Jagannath Puri. Shivananda Sen blissfully accepted that service. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to glorify Vasudev Dutt with thousands of mouths. Vasudev Dutt was very embarrassed. Lord Chaitanya was glorifying him, embracing him, giving him gifts. And Vasudev Dutt's head was low. And finally he spoke, "My Lord, you have incarnated in this world to show the greatest mercy to everyone. I have one desire that is burning in my heart for a very long time. When I see people suffering in this material world in forgetfulness of you, it breaks my heart. Vasudev Dutt was so far beyond what we call a philanthropist in this world, who hates to see people suffering disease or poverty or discrimination. He had the deepest compassion for those people. He had the same type of compassion for those who were wealthy, powerful, healthy, who were under the illusion that they were enjoying this world. Because he was tasting the sweetness of love of Krishna. He felt nothing but pity for anyone who was bereft of that love. He could see that in this material world, from the highest planet of Brahma to the lowest planet of Patala and all in between, they're suffering. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosa nudarshanam. Birth, old age, disease, and death. Death to all our loved ones and death to this own body is inevitable. The fever of material pleasure only brings about an attachment which increases the quantity and quality of suffering when it's inevitably taken away. He was seeing every living being as a brother and a sister, and he could not tolerate to see their suffering. He prayed, "My heart breaks to see them forgetting you. I petition this one blessing. Let me take all the sinful reactions of every living being in this entire universe on my head and allow me to suffer hellish conditions perpetually so that every living being could be liberated and find the sweetness of your love. You are the supreme independent personality of Godhead. If you can fulfill my desire, please give this blessing." He meant it. He was serious. It was the only desire in his heart. Upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried. His voice was so choked he could hardly speak. And when he was able to say something, Mahaprabhu said, "It is not astonishing that you are saying this because you are Prahlad Maharaj. Because of your love for Krishna, because of your compassion for all living beings, because of your willing to suffer for them, Krishna has already delivered the universe. And why should he make you suffer? If one mustard seed from a huge bag of mustard seed is lost, what is the loss?" Krishna will deliver the whole universe and he will fill it up again with conditioned souls on the basis of your compassion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing Vasudev Dutta's spirit of love for all living beings, he would say, "I have come to this world only for Vasudev Dutta. I am Vasudev Dutta's man. He owns me. He is my proprietor. Anywhere he wants to sell me, I am sold. I belong to Vasudev Dutta." When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladuta, his beautiful prayers to Krishna were very much in the spirit of Vasudev Dutt. He had just had two heart attacks, severe seasickness, 70 years old. Thirty-eight days on a cargo ship, coming to a country where he knew no one. He had nothing except this compassion. And the blessing of his Guru Maharaj to spread this compassion. And Prabhupada prayed, I don't have the words that they will understand. Krishna, only if you give me the words will they understand. These people are full of ignorance and passion. They're so fallen in this age of Kali away from you. Prabhupada prayed to Krishna to empower him to make them happy. Those were Prabhupada's words. To make the world happy. I am your puppet. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you want me to dance. Your most insignificant servant. Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving initiation to people, such enormous bad karma. So he says he would go to spread Krishna consciousness. We were actually discussing this morning with Navina Nirada Prabhu and Shandas Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada was never discouraged. Why? Because he just cared so deeply for everyone. Nothing could discourage him. He went to Butler, Pennsylvania to try to start his movement there. And nothing was happening. He was just living in a YMCA hotel. But he was studying. The first and only American he knew was Sally Agarwal. Just a simple middle-class American girl. He studied her carefully. Because he wanted to be relevant to the American people. She was a meat eater. She took intoxications. She had no idea what Krishna was. The Prabhupada treated her like a daughter. And she loved Prabhupada like a father. Prabhupada had to cook a vegetarian feast for them every day just so that they wouldn't eat meat. And then he went to New York. And he went to Dr. Mishra's yoga studio. He was going to start his movement there. But then he wasn't really welcome to speak because he had a very different philosophy. So while there was, you know, in somebody else's studio, there was yoga being performed and there was some, you know, Brahmavad philosophy. And then Prabhupada would just lead kirtan. But he did it because that's the opportunity. That's the door that opened. He did it and he did it with enthusiasm. And then somehow or other, he moved in with this teenage American boy who had a loft on the top floor but you had to go up about 4 flights of steps in the Bowery, which was a serious, dangerous ghetto of New York at that time. And Prabhupada was enthusiastic. He was giving classes there. He was so enthusiastic, he wrote back to his godbrothers and said, "We have a center now in New York City. I'm giving classes. We have a loft in the Bowery." And a couple people started coming. One Michael, one Jan, a few others, Carl. They were coming every now and then. They weren't followers. They were just interested. It was quite unique. A Swami in the loft in the ghetto of the Bowery giving Bhagavad Gita classes and singing. And Prabhupada was totally enthusiastic. One to 3 or 4 people coming to his classes. Sometimes nobody. And then the person became kind of crazy on drugs and threatened to kill Prabhupada and kicked him out. And a couple of the people who were coming to Prabhupada's class saw he was so desperate, they helped him get that little place in 26th Second Avenue, little storefront. Srila Prabhupada spoke in one lecture in Gorakhpur, I believe, in India. He said, almost 1 year I was selling my books. And when 26 Second Avenue came to get the storefront and the room where he was, the apartment, he said, it was just the same amount of money I saved for almost 1 year, for 1 month. It took Prabhupada 1 year, almost, to make enough money to pay the first month's rent. And he had no clue where he would get money for the second month rent. But Prabhupada was not discouraged. He didn't have any loyal followers at the time. He just had people who just liked him. And some people felt sorry for him. And he was living alone there. And twice a week, people would come for some of his classes. And one day, he was just walking down the street in Houston Street. And one person named Howard came up to him and said, "Are you from India? Are you?" He said, "Are you coming from India?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes, are you?" He's an American man. And he said, "I'm giving classes. Why don't you come and bring your friends?" Somebody meeting on the street. Who would know that that would change the history of the world? Prabhupada showed him, this is the sign in front. I'm having Bhagavad Gita classes twice a week. Please come and bring your friends. And soon he and his friends moved in, and they were the first full-time devotees who were fully dedicating themselves to assisting Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't have any money. He would have kirtan. He would have one apple. Somebody would donate an apple. He would cut the apple according to how many people were there, offer it to Krishna and give one slice to everyone. And after people started helping him, then he started teaching them how to cook prasad. Actually, he was cooking everything himself. One day a devotee said, "Prabhupada, after weeks and weeks of Prabhupada cooking feast for everyone every day, alone," somebody said, "Prabhupada, could I help you?" And Prabhupada said, "I was just waiting for someone to ask." And they gave him so much service. One person was an English professor English teacher. Prabhupada said, could you help me editing some of my writings? He said, yes, of course. Came to Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada gave him some papers. He said, do you think you can edit this? He said, oh, yes, Swamiji, I will do. And then Prabhupada said, when you're done with this, and then Prabhupada showed him trunk loads of thousands and thousands of pages of manuscripts Prabhupada wrote. He said, after that, you could edit all these too. And the person did. He began. So in this way, Prabhupada was never, ever discouraged by any impediment. By yesterday, Krishnanam Prabhu in his offering to Prabhupada on his disappearance festival, he cited Prabhupada saying, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And Prabhupada embodied that principle. But why? It's not just a logical conception. Srila Prabhupada's compassion was so deep. If a mother has a little child that's in a dangerous situation, is there anything that a loving mother will not do for that child? That's the way Vasudev Dutt felt for all living beings. That was Srila Prabhupada's mood. Whatever situation was there, how could I help people become Krishna conscious? If you read in his diary, he's celebrating. I had an event where I played a tape recording that I made of the Maha Mantra. And three people came, and they seemed to enjoy it. Now I know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement will spread in every town and village. If that happened to us, we would have probably just been depressed. It's not the quantity of the results we get. Krishna sees the quality of our sincerity. And in due course of time, if Krishna is pleased, he will allow us to be Srila Prabhupada's puppets and dance as he wants us to dance. So I believe that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Srila Prabhupada with many thousands of mouths also. And how pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be to any devotee who's willing to tolerate all the distractions and the obstacles and the confusions that come in living in a spiritual society, and who, with Krishna in the center, strive to be examples of purity and cooperate together to help make sure the Prabhupada's life mission wonderful. And that is the opportunity that we all have. As Lord Chaitanya was bidding farewell to all the devotees of Bengal, they all cried. He's sending us home. 8 months we will be away from the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying as much as all the rest of them, feeling separation from his devotees. But they had their service. I guess in a few days, we all have to go back to our places, of our homes and our families and our places of service too. So I'm hoping we will all be crying. Until the next yatra, we will all meet each other all again. All wonderful devotees coming together. But it's those deep impressions we have while being here in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, where Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Halasa's associates are performing their eternal pastimes. And we can access those pastimes through our humble prayers, begging for mercy, begging for grace, begging for love, begging for service, begging for a taste for the holy names. In our Sankirtan together, in our visiting all of these wonderful holy places in the association of His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu, getting the motherly glances of Rukmini Devi Mataji and Mandakini Devi Mataji and Sarabi Devi Mataji and Tribhangananda Prabhu. By association with advanced devotees, by association with each other, making deep friendships based on seva and sadhana, we can access such a deep experience of Krishna's mercy in the holy Dham of Sri Puri. And we take that blessing deep in our heart and protect it throughout the year. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid them all farewell. But he told Gadadhar Pandit, "You stay with me. And tomorrow we will discuss the wonderful Leela of Sri Gadadhar Pandit and those associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who he relished the most intimate loving pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Thank you very much."
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.